It's Wednesday, the 1st of February. It's at 8 a.m. Another overcast. It's like another dank and dreary kind of thing. Well, it's not raining. It's just so grey and everything's just damp like yesterday. The big difference this morning is that even with the overcast skies and daylight, days are certainly stretching and stretching. We're getting there, slow but sure. Lots of bird song this morning, lots of bird activity in the trees, the feeders. Yes. Spring's not far away, although 1st of February, we could get anything yet. And we have done sometimes over the past few years since the seasons, the weather has all changed sometimes. It's been February that's given us the worst of the winter around it. It's lovely to stand here this morning, watching here all the activity going on. Slept okay last night. Not necessarily so good. Sleeping okay, but being woken so many times. And this morning I got up with a creak in my neck. Probably from lying in a position last night to try and get a bit more comfortable. And I've obviously done something. So I've got a bit of creep in my neck, but that'll ease off, God willing. Other than that, I've been sleeping well. I haven't had any problem with the restless legs for a good bit while now. But every night I still pray. And I mean that sincerely. I do actually pray, because it's a horrible thing. Oh my God, it's so horrible. I mean, even going to bed at night, if you look, you enter your head, you know, and mess with your head. Anyway. So I'm feeling okay this morning. I've been feeling okay recently. Although, obviously, I haven't been recording these morning thoughts for a bit. And I just have to say that I just haven't had the motivation or the urge to do that after doing them for so long. And I know I've had wee breaks here and there, but the past wee while, I just haven't had the urge, the desire even. Maybe that's a better word, the desire to continue doing it. But again, I was spurred on by a message from a friend. Who knows who they are? Asking what, basically, what's going on? Why? Have you gone? It's a mind thing, isn't it? It's a mind thing. And I remember, as I'm standing here this morning, the reason, and I've said this many a time before, the reason I did this, started doing this, was to stop me from sitting in front of a computer after I've been showered and doing nothing. I mean, sitting, watching a screen. And I always did love doing this. So why? Well, I don't know. Why stop doing it? I don't know. Why stop anything? Why anything happens with your head? You don't know. So many things. I mean, we can control our physicality to a certain extent. But your mind? No. if I just reflect back to what I said about restless legs, if I allow the thought of the fact that there is a niggle in my knees, although there's not, it only takes that thought to linger, plant itself, and before you know it, you've got restless legs. So, you know, how do you control how you feel emotionally about anything? But when you get up one day, you know, and you feel great, and an hour later you feel down, you don't know why, you know, maybe even 10 minutes later you feel okay again. I don't know the complexity of the grey matter there. I was watching a nature programme last night. I think it was Spina Wild, yeah. Something about, I'm sure it was a bug. A bug. Maybe wrong. No, it's not. It's not. It was the squirrels over in North America. America. You know, burying the nuts for the winter. I showed you all these squirrels all squabbling with each other, stealing each other's nuts. And they said, I don't know how they found this out, they said that their brain, every, you know, winter, or if you like, autumn, when they're burying the nuts, their brain increases by 15%. That's the brain matter increases by 15% to allow them to lock in its particular, specifically, so they remember. You know, 70-80% of the thousands of nuts they buried, where they buried them, etc. I'm not quite sure about that, but they did say that the brain, and then I guess come winter sometime, or spring, you know, when they've dug up all the nuts, that the brain goes back to normal size. What if we could do that? Yeah. Expand the brain. If we could regenerate our brain cells so that illnesses like dementia and all that could be eradicated, simply because we could somehow prepare and grow new matter. Imagine being sharp as a tack, you know, in the 80s and 90s, not a hint of dementia, forgetfulness. My God, I could do with that just now. Anyway, it's going down a long and windy road, this one. I'll leave it at that. It's good to be alive, of course. See how things go. Although there's a grey sky, there's certainly an air of spring. Well, a feeling of spring in the air, that's what I meant to say. Not kidding myself, I'll wait and see. But it is nice this morning.